Islamists make an Easter threat in Tanzania. Christians go to prayer as Lebanon's government falls. And a ready-made audience in the Philippines reveals a need for trained church leaders. We have these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A sudden spike in violence targeting Christians in Tanzania has finally given way to Easter threats. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says there's potential for upheaval during Holy Week.
There has been threats made regarding Easter, and that is one concern. Now there are leaflets apparently being circulated saying that Christians should respond with violence. They should come back and attack the Muslims in retaliation for these attacks that have happened on Christians.
Nettleton is attributing some of that to an alarming shift.
Some of that is the rise of radical Islam within the country. There is some evidence of links between radical Muslims in Tanzania, and particularly on the island of Zanzibar, and Al-Shabaab in Somalia.
Pray that Christians will still have the courage to share God's love with Muslims.
One of the things that affects the spread of the gospel is the way that Christians respond to persecution.
Next, political tension is tearing Lebanon apart. The prime minister resigned late last week and took his cabinet with him. It might spark political wildfire in volatile Lebanon, but Kids Alive International is continuing its work. They're giving the love of Christ to over 150 vulnerable kids. Ask God to protect kids, Kids Alive staff, and programs in Lebanon. This Easter, you can help Lebanese kids know Jesus died and rose again for them. Learn how at our website. This is Mission Network News. In 2010, Cuba relaxed restrictions allowing private individuals to open small businesses and farms. Well, since then, more than 200,000 small businesses have opened. Farms International's Joe Richter says his ministry's been involved.
We're partnering with a group of churches to help them through project loans to help in agriculture and small business.
Private industry was banned under Fidel Castro, but allowed under his brother Raul. Farms International provides small, no-interest loans to help establish small vegetable farms and piggery projects.
The requirement to get a loan with this program, the believer has to agree to tithe back into their local church, and this is what really helps local evangelism and outreach.
While these people are desperately poor, Richter says they're using surplus crops to help the poor in Jesus' name. Support farms so that they can do more there through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, Global Aid Network's Andrew Beach and a small gain team are coming home today. They've spent the last couple of weeks with families in Honduras and Guatemala.
So many of the families try so hard and desperately want to care for their children and their babies.
Gain's helping them do just that. The teams gave shoes to kids in Guatemala and helped train families in sanitation and hygiene. They also showed families how water opens doors for the gospel.
Clean water represents that opportunity to have a real involvement in a family, in an individual's life, and for them to see Christ's love and to experience it firsthand.
Pray people would share Christ with their neighbors as they bring them clean water. Pray safety over Gain teams as they travel home today. See how you can get involved in Gain's work at missionnetworknews.org.
The best ways to be involved are working with our hygiene kits, donating hygiene kits and water filters.
And picture this. People in the next city over are begging to hear the gospel, but you can't go. What do you do? Well, Lance and Laura Ostman of New Tribes Mission are experiencing this in the Philippines. They started training young men in their village in leadership, but there's a catch. Until the discipleship is over, no one can effectively share the gospel in the other village. Pray the Lord will use this in incredible ways. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Like Jonah, God has issued a call on your life, but are you listening? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we running or willing to go wherever he sends us? Be challenged by this radical free book when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.